We're dancing here in the studio. I think that would be a great show to see. Piet, another big name at the top of the ticket for this year is Banda MS. They've been around for 15 years now. They're regulars on the Billboard Latin American Music Awards. Tell us about their music.
Yeah, they're a Mexican regional band. What makes this booking also so special for Los Dells is, my understanding is this is the first time Banda MS has played a festival. The Latin music industry in the States is really just booming. Streaming in the U.S. for Latin music in the first 6 months of this year is up by 50%. Last year, the profits were up over 30%. Led by, you know, we saw this massive move with Despacito and Mi Gente. And there's just so much more interest in Latin music and a great service. Latin music, but the Latin music festival scene is still in its infancy. So it's commendable that Los Dells would be able to book not just a reggaeton duo like we've seen in Adele, but also a banda group as well to headline. And they had that representation at the festival last year, and it was clearly very popular with multi-generations of people dancing along, older people and kids and babies, little toddlers dancing. It really spoke to the audience. So it's a smart move for them to book this group for a headlining slot.
Well, and let's take a little listen to Banda MS. This is their song, Tu Postura.
Me da mucha tristeza ver cómo eres. No es que lo exagere, nada te reprocho.
Wow, I love that. It's so smooth, and yeah, I can see that being really popular.
I think it'll be a really big moment at the festival. They're going to be the closing night headliners on Sunday.
We're talking with Piet Levy right now. He's a music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and we're talking about the Los Dells Festival of Latin Music happening this weekend just outside the Wisconsin Dells. And Piet, you mentioned Bad Bunny, which I have to say I love, love, love that name. Bad Bunny is an artist from Puerto Rico. He'll be playing on Sunday. And Piet, this is someone people might have heard from a song making the charts in the U.S. What was he on?
Yeah, so Bad Bunny is a featured player on I Like It, which is Cardi B's just kind of unstoppable summer smash. And so he's one of the artists on there. J Balvin's also on that track. But Bad Bunny is leading kind of the he's a reggaeton artist, yes, but he's also leading kind of the surging Latin trap movement and is quite popular. I mean, he was before I Like It came out, he was headlining arenas. He headlined an arena in the Chicago area, I think in February or January, and is certainly making the rounds. He's definitely a huge get for this festival, and it speaks to that. Last year they had Daddy Yankee, who was on Despacito, of course. So clearly the talent buyers are getting people that are really well known and are really hot right now, and Bad Bunny is about as hot as it can get in the Latin music world.
Before we listen to a clip of I Like It, can you tell us what Latin trap is?
Well, there's trap music, which is a subgenre of hip hop, which has these kind of like really kind of hard industrial beats, and there's a flow and cadence that kind of goes with it quite well. And this is kind of the Latin version of it. It's a little bit more, I think, melodic than you might get from kind of the stateside urban trap sound. And that's just kind of in a nutshell. I think to hear it is really the best way to experience it.
Well, let's listen to Cardi B's I Like It that does feature Bad Bunny and J Balvin.
Chambean, chambean, pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Cholambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el Latino gang. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. Cabrón, a ti no te conoce ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza.
That's a lot of fun, and yeah, it's got that edge to it that kind of really drives that beat.
Yeah, that hard cadence, exactly.
Yeah, I like it. Piet, you wrote about Los Dells not having the most successful first year, but I think I read that 17,000 people went. Is that about right?
Yeah, so here's a little bit of the backstory. This is, again, I can't stress enough how interesting this story is, because, you know, Latin music festivals, they have mostly been in cities. We haven't seen, like, these camping kind of festivals, and certainly not with the kind of talent that Los Del's has gotten. Like, you know, to have Manal last year, that's just, they're the U2 of Latin rock, and Daddy Yankee is like the Drake of Latin music. And to have them on the same festival in Mauston, Wisconsin is pretty mind-blowing. But the story is that the festival is run by Damon Zumwalt, who made his fortune with a security firm, Contemporary Services Incorporated. He founded it in like 1967 or 68, freshman year of college. It's now one of the largest crowd control and security firms in the world. It's used constantly at festivals and concerts, big sporting events in the last 12 Olympics. So he really made his fortune that way, but has been a lifelong fan of Latin music. And he happens, he's in California, but he visited a dude ranch in Mauston in 1998, fell in love with the land and acquired the land in the early 2000s. He has this multi-use sporting complex there on these 1,500 acres that he owns.
And we'll have to leave it there, Piet. I want to go out on some music. Piet Levy is a music writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about the Los Del's Festival this weekend in Mauston, Wisconsin. Stay with us. You're listening to Central Time.
Con el cerebro inventada, la mano es...